Shalom Avracha. We're continuing to get our chizik from David HaMelech, who went through every possible complicated situation in his life. And he shows us how to go through it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get that extra strength in Siyata Shemayim, which brought him his own greatness, Klal Yisrael's greatness. Mizmor Nun Vav is singing this Mizmor to Hashem when he was trapped by the Plishtim in Gas. And the brothers of Goliath were asking for permission from the king to kill David HaMelech. So Kamavan, he was out of his natural domain, the area of the Plishtim. His life was in tremendous danger. And he says, Yoim Iro, in a day of fear, ani elecho eftoch. I will turn to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with my bitochen. And the next pasuk he says, Belikim ahalil dvoroi. Even though Elikim is the midas hadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ahalil dvoroi. I will praise his actions, what he does for me. This is the greatness of David HaMelech. In every situation, it's a situation of imminent death, hopeless, running away from Shaul HaMelech and going to places which were also very dangerous. Even so, he says two things. Number one is Eilecha Evtoch. The lashon of Eilecha is to you. What does to you mean? Means I will turn to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every situation in life, we have to turn to all type of things for help. Sometimes we need to turn to the doctors for medical help. And sometimes we need financial help. And sometimes we need other type of protection for help. The important thing is that if there's a time that arouses fear, we have to know where is the primary place we turn to. Eilecha, to you. I turn to you, Hashem, because I realize you're the one who's on top of the thing. We have to do the shtalis the way Bederech Oretz, like everybody does. But the eager and primary turning to is turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feeling that Adarav, in the time that things are not going the way they are, we are more in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than ever before, and that's what Hashem wants from us, to put ourselves more in His hands than ever before. The level of bitachon that we have generally is not enough. You have to have a deeper level of bitachon, a deeper feeling, that exact opposite of a superficial look at things. Superficially, a person says, what's going on here? Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's with my health? What's with my parnosa? What's with my life? It's in danger. That's the non-Jewish way of looking at it. The Jewish way of looking at it is the other way around. Hashem, if you took something away from me, you made it complicated for me, you're doing it because you want me to have a deeper kesh with you. We want me to show you that I'm with you under all circumstances, and I primarily turn to you. This is the special schus we have right now in our period of history. We're going through Jewish history, and we're making Jewish history. It's in our hand to make this history by Eilecha, turning to Hashem and saying, Hashem, I realize you want me to become even closer. I will take advantage of it with my tefillahs, with my Limud HaTorah. We can't just remain the same. That's what Hashem exactly wants us to stop. To stop the day-to-day regular thing. Not to change a whole schedule around, but the way we do things. Sometimes it's a five-minute, a person comes 5 minutes late to davening and now starts coming on time. He changed his life. His tefillah will be different. His kesher l'kodesh will be different. Shimshon Pinchas says, if a person comes 5 minutes too late to tefillah, it's lack of derech eretz. If you have an appointment to somebody chosh, if you wouldn't come 1 second late. Well, it shows that we don't really appreciate what we're doing. We don't appreciate the special opportunity that Hashem is giving us. The same goes for Limud HaTorah, taking advantage of those times, the chasodim that we could do, every mitzvah we have. And Be'likim ahalil dov dvorah. The next pasuk. Together with that, the spirits have to be good, elevated spirits. I feel the terrible tsar of Klal Yisrael. the tzar of the soldiers and the captives, people that are out of their homes, the people that don't feel, the people that are suffering physically, emotionally. I feel that all. But together with that, I realize that Elikim, the Midas Adin, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Adarab, it causes me to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, focus more on what I have, remind myself how things were half a year ago before this whole started. And that was tremendous Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this didn't happen half a year ago and a year ago. It could have happened at any point of time. Now that we see the extent of how things were planned out and advanced, B'ezrat Hashem, we will take advantage of the situation. We will show Hashem that we know you made this for us. You made this to make us greater people. To be zeichlis siyat Hashemaya. We'll turn to you, we'll praise you, we'll mevakash from you, and we'll see Yeshua's v'gulas v'korv.